buzzer's on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway. I swear I hear it, it's calling our names. We put off leaving too long. It's a good day to get gone.
Let's get going on the Good Day program, Beyond Good Day, with stories from Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, and Doug Steffen, plus an appearance by Dr. Jay Kumar later in the hour to help your sensitivity development and things that are going on in your life that need to be a little adjusted. Jay is pretty good at adjusting things and helping us get adjusted. First, however, let us get to the really important stories of the day, things that are impactful, things that take hold of your psyche and do amazing things with them. That's the inspiration we get from the players on the Good Day program. For example, Roberta Fasanelli always has something important for us to think about.
I am a cow, hear me moo. I weigh twice as much as you, and I look good on the barbecue.
Moo on the barbecue.
Cheese and butter's made from liquid from my udders. I am cow, hear me moo.
Perfect. I am cow, hear me roar.
Hear me moo.
I am cow,
hear me moo.
It's been a work in progress for 10 years, but finally, Killington, Vermont, the ski area, big, big, big ski area in Vermont, is going to be using the power of the poop. They're actually going to be using cow dung to power their gondola, their main gondola that brings riders 4,000 feet up the mountain to go skiing. They're working with Green Mountain Power, and what they're doing is they're taking 13 farms, 10,000 dairy cows, and 300,000 gallons of cow manure.
Really?
And the farmers let this cow manure marinate in this digester for 3 weeks at 100 degrees, and it turns into biogas. And the good news is that by making the biogas, it bypasses the need to produce methane, which some people say is detrimental to the environment and everything else. But methane's a very common gas, and then that they use a biogas, they send it to Green Mountain the Green Mountain Power, and then they use it to power the gondolas. So skiers are going to be riding up on gondolas powered by cow poop. So cow poop gondolas.
Cow poop wins.
Hope nobody gets backed up or you're going to be stuck.
No, no kidding.
The K1 Express powered by poop.
All right, here's more cow news. A policeman has received $16,000 in compensation after a herd of cows trampled him. The report on Inspector Chris Poole, he was walking his dog when a stampede of cows stomped over him, and apparently he got a punctured lung and broken ribs, that sort of thing. He couldn't work for 5 months. He filed suit against the farmer, claiming not enough was done to protect the public from the cows. If you're walking on a farmer's land, hey, folks, and the cows are not friendly, that's your problem. But you see, the world that we live in, the legal world that we live in, is just so concocted, so screwy, so wrong, that people who have, in this circumstance, a farmer's got cows in his field, this guy trespasses on his land, takes a walk, the cows come over, and even if I've seen cows that were friendly push people around. They're just trying to get close to you if they're used to you. I mean, this is
foolish. That was my question. Are cows territorial? I mean, will they, you know, defend territory? Or is
no.
Just they're trying to get
bulls
close to you?
Bulls will.
Bulls will defend the territory with the cows, and also a mother will defend the territory of her calf. Mm-hmm. Now, that's pretty common. But in terms of whether, in this circumstance, the guy was clearly wrong, and yet he still feels to take the farmer to court, and he gets $16,000 out of him. I think that's just wrong. Mm-hmm. You're on his land. It's your, I mean, what the lawyers say, well, it didn't have a sign, trespass or no trespassing or pass at your own risks or you know, something like that. So if I take this to heart, I got to put signs all over my pastures, wherever the cows are, on the farm, on any farm.
Danger, cows.
Right, danger is lurking here. Oy. And here's another crazy, I've just law stuff. Let me just, this one will send you away as well. A man has been told to remove his trampoline from his backyard because it could help burglars break into his neighbor's home.
Is it a trampoline
into
the house?
There are newspaper reports that 36-year-old Matthew Neese from Essex, Massachusetts, has been ordered to by the housing board to get rid of his 3-foot-wide, 12-feet-high bouncy trampoline. The trampoline could allow, according to the police, burglars to jump into the window of his neighbor's living in a three-story living room in a three-story apartment. He said, no, I'm not going to do that. He's got it there for his 12-year-old daughter. He said it's complete rubbish. Anybody would use this to help them break in. They've got to have they've got to be crazy. Had their head examined. Anyway, the Housing Association or Authority is taking him to court. So that's another example of stuff getting crazy out of hand.
Ridiculous.
Isn't it, though? Ay, ay, ay. All right, Roberta, good job. Food for thought here on Good Day. Here's some more food for thought. For those of you who have been in the service, you know how hard it is when you get out sometimes to get any respect. That's why the Purple Heart Service Foundation is so good and helpful and so popular with veterans, because they provide so many services and programs that are not available elsewhere. They are very good at putting all these programs together. They're very good at processing claims. They're very good at education and training, very good at helping you get the medical care you need if you've been in the service. So my advice to you, if you are interested in helping groups like this, and a lot of folks are, and you have something around that you're not using anymore. Let's say it's an old motorcycle or a car or a boat or something that has some value, an old trampoline could be worth $400 or $500. And if you give it to the Purple Heart Service Foundation, they'll create a 100% tax-deductible slip for you, use on your tax return, and they also are going to use it to better the services, the support that they offer to veterans. The Purple Heart Service Foundation at 877-743-1631. 877-743-1631. For cash, credit card donations, whatever it is, they're all tax deductible, and you can make the arrangements at 877-743-1631.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11-10-12. Staples. That was easy.
Inhabitants of Earth, you can run, but you cannot... What are you doing?
I'm watching Netflix on my smartphone, dude.
What?
I can instantly watch as many TV episodes and movies as I want.
You don't fear for your life?
Yeah, not really. Our atmosphere is eventually going to kill you anyway.
Nonsense. Our anatomy is...
There you go. Faster than I thought.
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
Patience may be a virtue, but waiting for your hotel reward points to add up is pointless.
Enjoy more comfort and value immediately at America's Best Value Inn. Join our free value club and get an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Sign up at americasbestvalueinn.com or any of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Save more money with immediate rewards at America's Best Value Inn.
Now, that was enlightening.
RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, is now America's newest publicly trading green company, Eco2Tech, and has emerged to forward green technologies and solutions to develop and launch projects that are energy efficient and sustainable. We have partnered with various Fortune 500 giants, in addition to local, federal, and foreign government agencies, in the pursuit to create tens of thousands of job opportunities during a time when rebuilding the economy is most needed. Eco2Tech strives to maintain a reputation that is symbolic and recognized worldwide for better use of energy, a better environment, and economy. The latest news on Eco2Tech can be found on the stock exchange under RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, or visit us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Eco2, solutions today for tomorrow's environment. RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, doing business as Eco2Tech, is an equal opportunity employer.
GreenJobsForVeterans.com. I can't tell you how excited I am to hear from the folks at Eco2 how well people are responding. They need you. They need people to fill these jobs, up to $80,000 a year. Good Lord. Get on the line right now. GreenJobsForVeterans.com. Jennifer!
Dougie.
Jennifer!
Dougie.
Jennifer!
Dougie.
Jennifer.
Is that you?
Yeah. All right, so what do you have up your sleeve?
All right, we have to talk about passwords. Because, well, first of all,
passwords as in
computer
passwords, email passwords.
I have to preface this. I think you guys know by now that I love a good list. Like, I love lists. I don't know why
they
make me happy.
Yeah, lists are good.
But they're organized, and I can compare myself to other people without getting, like, too bogged down. So this story drew me in right away because the list of the 25 most popular passwords of the year has just come out from Plugged In Magazine.
Whoa. How do they know?
Yeah.
Because I guess people are stupid
passwords
enough to tell them.
Passwords are supposed to be private. Hello.
Yeah. What the 25 most popular passwords are.
Is that funny or what? Well, number one, again, for the 12.
By the way, Rishi, I've changed all of mine. Because it was,
so all of the ones that I knew of yours, because I knew every single one of your passwords.
Well,
right,
I think, well, maybe the ones that you're still connected to that you need, maybe.
That's a dangerous thing, you know that, right?
What, change
for it? For me not to know your password.
Yeah, because they can forget them, and then we're all in trouble.
What's my password for this?
So number one on the list, which is one you will not forget, is password. That's been
password
number one for a very long time. Right, number one, unchanged.
Right.
Number two, still, it was in number, it was in second place last year. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Good.
That was number two.
How about something creative like 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1?
Well, we're getting there, actually. Number three is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah. Four is ABC 1, 2, 3.
Great.
Then you have 5, which is, I know this means something, Rich. You'll know, but QWERTY. What does that mean?
QWERTY. It's the QWERTY. It's the top 5 letters on your keyboard.
Oh, yeah.
Starting
okay,
from
there you go.
The top left-hand corner.
Yeah. So that's number 5. Number 6 is a surprising one. It's a monkey. Number 7 is let me in. 8 is dragon. Number 9 is 1111111111. Number 10 is baseball.
All right, how about, here's the second.
How does monkey making it at number 7?
Is that funny or what?
Here's the second line of the keyboard. ASDFGHJ.
That's not one of them.
No,
but also
no.
On the list is I love you, trust no one, which I think is funny. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, sunshine, master, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, welcome, shadow, Ashley, how weird is that? Football, Jesus, Michael, ninja, Mustang,
Michael.
And password
why?
One.
Why Michael?
I have no idea. Why Ashley? Why ninja?
You know, another thing that's a lot of people use, and I don't get, and it didn't make the list, is their name and their year of birth,
mm-hmm.
or their date of birth.
Mm.
So, like, if anybody knows your name and can find out your year of birth, boom, bingo, they're going to try 15 different combinations and get it.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, the tips are if you want to have a safe password is to combine two words and use like a symbol to separate them. So like
up yours.
Hash sign dog.
Yeah.
How about
or
that? Up yours.
Letters.
Up yours.
There you go.
Perfect.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program asking you today on our poll, what kind of candy are you giving out this year? A, Reese's, B, various candy bars, C, gum, D, non-chocolate candy, E, I don't know yet, F, whatever's on sale this weekend.
Yeah, that's us.
All right. And G, I don't give out candy.
G, I don't know.
Halloween. The poll yesterday, do you decorate your house for Halloween? 34% of you who responded to the poll at DougSteffen.com said no, but I do give out candy. 23% of you said, of course I decorate my house. 17% said we used to when the children were small. 12% said sometimes. 8% said, no, I don't celebrate Halloween, period, end of story. And 6% said only because our children are little would we decorate our house for Halloween. Dr. Jake Umar along in a few minutes talking about brain workings.
Wonder
politics.
If he decorates.
What, do you think Jay decorates?
Jay. Love to ask him.
He has a nice home in the hills of actually Pacific Palisades, and it's kind of stuck off the road. You wouldn't see it anyway, so maybe it's not much of much use. Anyway, brains, politics, and emotions, how you vote, what makes you decide to vote for whom the bell will toll. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. Meanwhile, it's Richie's turn on Beyond Good Day to help us with a story that he's found that will impact you all.
You know, last night, our sister organization here at Radio America is the American Veterans Center, and I had the opportunity and the honor last night of meeting two of the Doolittle Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Doug, I'm sure you're probably aware of the Doolittle Raid, but for those who aren't,
Jimmy Doolittle was one of the big heroes of World War II. If you just have to Google his name, that's all.
Yeah, just Google Doolittle Raid or Jimmy Doolittle. And basically, they were tasked with bombing Japan first after the Pearl Harbor attack. And so 16 planes, 30-some guys, decided that they were going to fly from, I think it was Hawaii to Japan, drop bombs all over Japan, and then keep flying to China and go to a beacon where they would all meet. Well, that beacon didn't work out so well because the plane that was supposed to drop the beacon wrecked, and they all ended up scattered all over the place. China, right. India, Russia. Some of them ended up in prison camps in Russia for a couple of years. And here's just a couple of seconds of one of the Doolittle Raiders in last night talking about this, and it was just fascinating.
They were supposed to have a portable Homer at the place we were supposed to land and pick up gas in China. And unfortunately, at Homer was aboard an airplane that crashed, and so we ended up arriving over China with no Homer in the middle of a big front that eliminated all chances for us to make any kind of approach to an airfield in China. And our only course was to continue flying until the fuel was gone and bail out or belly land.
So basically what they did is they just all bailed out of their airplanes and just let them land. They flew for 13 hours over the Pacific Ocean
wow.
at an altitude of 250 feet.
How wow. cool that you got to hear all that.
250 feet.
Think about that. Was their average altitude. He said there was no autopilot. You had to stay on it the whole time. Mm-hmm. And he said, we almost ran out of gas, yet there was a tailwind that came up right as soon as we got to Japan that helped carry us that extra couple of hundred miles to get us out of Japan and into China. Can you imagine that? Because otherwise they would have had to crash land in Japan after
you
they dropped their bombs.
Think that they had the wings of...
That's what, exactly what they say, the wings of God, the wind of God was behind us.
Yeah. Well, maybe some of it was from cow gas, though, Rich. You didn't take that into effect.
You never know.
That's another
part. Fascinating history.
Is there a website you can go to hear all of these interviews?
Yeah, I mean, if you just, again, if you search it, you can go to DoolittleRaid.com or DoolittleRaiders.com. They have several websites, and all the profits that they make from anything that they do goes to a foundation for scholarships that Jimmy Doolittle asked them to set up instead of taking the personal profits.
All right, there you go. 28 after on Good Day.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Lieutenant Colonel Cyrus Johnson, 307th Bomb Group, United States Air Force.
We were leaving with napalm. We had 40 100-pound napalm bomb missions. And when we took off, the gunner called back and says that they're erupting into the bomb bay. And I said, well, they've already erupted. It was up against the back of the... I said, well, there's nothing wrong. So I went back, and there was three full bombs that all erupted, and they had just fallen up against the back of the bomb bay. So I told them to open up the bomb bay, and I jettisoned those four bombs and dropped them into the ocean and went on to the target. And we were the only crew that did that. Everybody else jettisoned the whole bombs. So I got the DFC for that. Didn't know that it was such a big deal.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Email marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails opened and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up for a free trial today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is your call to action. Will you survive?
Learn how to survive at the biggest preparedness expo in the USA.
The Get Prepared Expo.
Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Survival medicine. Survival gardening. Growing heirloom seeds.
Negotiating for your life.
Surviving violent climate change. Radiation survival. Economic collapse.
Disease prevention.
Raising bees, rabbits, and chickens for food. Defending your home and family. Surviving tornadoes. Water filtration and purification. Build buckets of storable food.
Ask yourself,
are you prepared for solar storms? Nuclear meltdown, dollar collapse, skyrocketing food and fuel prices, earthquakes, tornadoes.
Where is your plan?
Get Prepared Expo, Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
Meet USA Prepares Vincent Finelli, Dr. Norman Shealy, Dr. Joel Wallach, Matt Stein, The Freeze Dry Guy, Missouri Storm Shelters, Jeff and Karen Olson,
and over 50 more instructors.
$8 one-day and $15 weekend passes available online now. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Will you survive?
GetPreparedExpo.com.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health?
My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com.
Or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Stephen, good day program. Dr. Jay Kumar is here to spend some time with us. We always like his helpful pursuit of the truth, and that's not the same truth that Rush Limbaugh is talking about, although it could apply. And I shouldn't say that, because true is in the ears and the mind of the beholder. I take a deep breath when I say that, because we all have different truths. Facts are different than the truth. And so when Jay is here, by the way, check out his website, jaykumar.com. He works with your brain, with your power, your emotions, with your heart, and helps a lot of people understand what's going on with them. So anyway, voting 2 weeks from a couple days ago, and now you have an interesting philosophy and theory about how people make up their minds. And you can hear that, by the way. You listen to a lot of these people who call these radio programs, and you hear the same stuff over and over again, because that's their emotional base. That's where they are. Most of the time it's in fear, isn't it, Jay?
Yeah, you know what? I'm so glad we're talking about this, because it's such a timely issue. Like the elections, you said, is just like less than 2 weeks away. And, you know, one of the great things we're learning, Doug, is that the human brain, you know, for all like the advances the human brain has made in logic and thinking and empirical higher thought, we're still these emotionally driven creatures. And that so is true when it comes to politics. When you see all the, like, you know, when a political party or a candidate wants to win your vote, what is the most effective way that happens? It's through these TV ads. It's through social media.
They scare you.
It scare you, right?
Yeah, it's all about fear. Right.
Fear pain. And yeah. So the fear, you know, Jennifer, you said it just so correctly. It's like politicians know, in order to win your vote, and ultimately how you're going to vote in the voting booth on election day is determined more by your emotional brain than any single facts or figures or dating, you know, polling data or electoral maps or anything. It all boils down to the emotional connection you have with a candidate. That's what it is. And you can see it so pervasively and so clearly in all the TV ads. And all.
What
like
if mine is my emotional connection to my money?
Yeah, yeah. But that could be a fear thing also, right? Because you may have a fear thing about, I need to hold on to my money, or, and a politician, and I do not want to be partisan here, but I'm just saying that, you know, different political politicians or political parties will cater to a specific emotional energy.
Oh, sure.
Of the electorate. And that's so clearly, you know, and this is exactly why so much money, like inordinate amounts of money, are placed on TV ads and getting, you know, the message out there to as many people in the electorate to sway their vote.
Wow. But think about the words in just a couple of minutes, and think about how powerful the words from Jay are. Wait a minute, that didn't sound right. From Jay. All right. Well.
I get it.
And Bobby.
Yeah.
So in terms of the way the people they hire people like you to figure out what emotionally we get to people, which is manipulative. These people are manipulating you for power and control. It's almost like the Manchurian candidate. I mean, really, think about it. We're all being manipulated by these people. If you don't have a solid ground, if you don't have really a connection to your inner selves, you're gonna. Richie said, "I have an emotional connection to my wallet." Okay, that's fine, and that's kind of hard and cold, but that's the reality. And it used to be, before all this media manipulation, that is how people would make up their minds.
It's kind of the chicken and the egg, Doug. It's like, you know, what really comes first? You know, are we influenced by the political machinations, if you will, of a candidate, or is this something predisposed in our human? Neurobiology. And it's actually, I'm going to argue, it's actually something built into our neurobiology. We are actually the human beings, so as much as we pride ourselves on being these higher thinking mammals, we're really not. And it's
no,
actually,
we aren't.
And over and over again, it doesn't matter. And here's the thing, you know, we're talking about politics, it's such a timely, topic right now, but ultimately, whom you marry, what kind of cereal you buy, the shoes you prefer, you know, when you go shopping or whatever, clothes, and who it comes down to, like who you vote for in the election booth, in the voting booth, all have to do with your emotional brain. And this is not just true for politics; it's true for advertising as well. You know,
how about listening to a radio program?
Radio program. There you go. Right?
Seriously.
No, look at all the people who are swayed by media shows. And here's the thing, which is so fascinating, and this is something, a really great point, and I'll kind of maybe personalize this, you know, with all of you there, because I think this will really underscore it. And, you know, without really trying to be partisan, I kind of already know the general political views of some of you on the show, and so I'm going to call you out. So, Rich,
We also know where you're coming from, too.
Right.
Yeah, it
doesn't bother me.
Why should it bother you? It's
doesn't at all.
It's his brain working and your brain working and Jennifer's brain working.
What is my brain,
thinking,
Jay? How is my brain working?
So here we go, Rich. Okay. Within 3 seconds, I want you to tell me 3 adjectives to describe President Obama. Go.
Three seconds. Well, no, I'm looking for inspiration.
Okay.
Was the one I was looking for.
Yep.
As the first black president of the United States, I think it's extremely inspirational.
3 seconds are long gone.
Inspiration, gasping, and needy.
Okay. So now we're going to go maybe to, I don't know, is Roberta there today?
No, Roberta's gonzo, but Jennifer's here.
Okay, yeah. Jennifer. Okay, tell me 3 adjectives that describe Governor Romney.
Presidential.
Mm-hmm. One.
Wow.
Why is this so hard?
You know what? Undeveloped. Okay, no, but you know what? I'm trying to think of the one word.
Out. You don't. You've made up your mind, both of you.
No, can I tell
you
something?
You don't know why you made up your mind. Either you don't like Obama or you like Romney, but you don't know why.
I was trying to say how to boil this down into one word, but underdeveloped is my word, for my next word. And the reason is that I had a bunch of words that were trying to play together. Like, I don't quite have a clear sense of where he's coming from, but yet he looks and has a... presents himself presidentially, and I think he's a good guy at the heart of it. I think he's a good husband, good father, family guy.
So exactly, you know, Robert, what Jennifer and Rich were you both saying is that you feel like an emotional connection. You know, when Jennifer, when you were saying, I feel that he's a good guy. Okay, you said, I feel, and there's a part of me thinks he's a good husband. That actually is a part of you, your brain, your emotional brain, has a connection to that part of him that sees him as an ideal, you know, like a fraternal figure or just like a masculine type of energy, if you will.
Now, I actually had three words that came even faster for Obama, so can I play that game, too?
Please. Yeah, do this. Go for
it. Okay, polished, good speaker, and then I also was trying to figure out the right word for, like, somebody who's just bit off more than they can chew, like, in over his head a little bit.
Like, okay.
See, it's interesting how, this is a great exercise, by the way.
It's
everybody,
a fun
the reason
game.
That Jay
I
is
like
doing
it.
This is because all of you can do the same thing, and I would suggest you do it for all, not just for the two presidential candidates.
I think we ask it on Facebook, but ask you to describe your candidate, because if we go with the other candidates,
but
it's going to turn into a cat
come up
fight.
With three adjectives that describe your candidate that you want to see win.
It doesn't have to be a catfight, though. If you look at my three words, I had two positives and a negative for each one. Isn't that
why funny? I don't have anything positive for Obama.
I just think he's polished and he's a good speaker.
How do you not give the guy credit for
I don't because I
for what he's done?
Well, I don't know.
It's
first
amazing.
Of all, it is overwhelming more to me anyway, who always, for the most part, looks on the bright side. I find his accomplishments are dwarfed by his failures.
Well, his political accomplishments, yes, but his personal accomplishments.
We're not talking about personal. We're talking about what he's done as president. That's what we're looking at. When in the 4 years, the words I came up with were disaster, ego. Mm-hmm. I don't think that can be used as an adjective. And manipulative.
Okay.
I think that, and I don't. So I wouldn't use the same words for Joe Biden at all. I don't know Ryan enough to come up with something.
Well, you can use ego with all of these people. Although I don't think Romney's a bad ego.
No, I don't get that either. I think I'm, and nobody's perfect. There are many things that you could say about Obama that are cool. I also not only do I feel it, but I know it that he. Is extraordinarily, he's become or always was extraordinarily arrogant. And he doesn't listen, and that's, you know, that's not.
But you say that about every president.
Well, I don't know. I didn't say about Bush. Bush was just a lousy, bad period.
So anyway, Jay.
What I'm getting at is that politics is an emotionally triggered topic.
And you just saw it with all of us.
Exactly. And the reason why that is kind of like religion also. Right. You know, like politics, the two things you should never talk about at the Thanksgiving table are politics and religion, you know, right? But, you know, politics, like religion, is such an emotionally charged topic. And the exact reason why that is, you guys, is because we already have made up our minds, our unconscious emotional brain has already made up our minds about whom we're going to vote for in the voting booth, and then we just take the facts and figures that substantiate or validate that unconscious bias. And that's something we can now measure in our brains. They did this really cool experiment, and if you go to my Dr. Jay Kumar Facebook page, there's a great article that I wrote about this. I have also posted it on the Good Day Show Facebook page as well, so please check it out. It's called How Your Emotional Brain Votes. And in that, I talk about this really fascinating experiment they did where they hooked up into fMRIs, which are these like brain scan machines, on these unpartisan volunteers, some of them who are Democrats, you know, liberals and conservatives, Republicans. And what they found over and over again, when they showed videos of the opposing candidate, saying, you know, things that didn't agree, you know, that didn't agree with their point of view, it's their emotional brains, their deeper emotional brains, that always gets triggered. And then when they try, when a candidate that they don't really like is saying something truthful, factual, like a figure, their emotional brain will still fire because it's like they want that a person will always try and confirm. With the facts and figures in their rational brain, what they've already predetermined in their unconscious emotional brain. And this is something we can actually see an image in your brain, which I think is so cool.
Yeah, and all of this is very cool. We'll wrap this conversation up in a matter of moments here. Don't forget about the opportunity given to you by Power Swabs to whiten, really kind of work your teeth. If your teeth are yellow and not attractive, you're losing perhaps love opportunities, perhaps job opportunities. So get that yellow smile gone and bring the white smile on with Power Swabs. They work longer and they are much easier to use. Power Swabs apply for 2 minutes. 5 minutes, you see the change. And no bad taste in your mouth and none of that working for hours to try with all those trays to change the way your teeth look. And no sensitivity after Power Swabs are used as well. Call now for your risk-free supply. 800-865-7602. Clinically proven to make your smile whiter in 5 minutes. Power Swabs. Risk-free. That's what you have to remember. And white teeth. 800-865-7602.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, it's Roger, and I just did my quarterly economic briefing with author and Swiss America chairman Craig R. Smith. And what I discovered confirms my worst fears. Something is getting ready to happen that will change the course of world history, and not one in a thousand will believe it until it's already too late. After writing four important books accurately predicting the future of gold, oil, the dollar, and inflation, Craig Smith is on the verge of releasing his next book. This new CD covers the root issues of the coming crisis and offers three critical steps to protect your family from the fallout. Call today for this hot new CD, The Future of Money, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must hear The Future of Money to believe it. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Or go online at SwissAmerica.com. Again, write it down, 800-289-2646. Do it today.
How'd you like to say goodbye to your mortgage for an entire year? Yep, goodbye, ta-ta, arrivederci. That's what'll happen if you're one of up to five lucky winners in the Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. Just think, no mortgage payments for one whole year. Courtesy of Quicken Loans. Go to qlskipayear.com to enter. That's qlskipayear.com. And you can enter every day. The more you enter, the better your chances of winning. There's a bunch of other prizes, too. Check them out at qlskipayear.com. You could say so long to your mortgage for an entire year. Goodbye, farewell, see you later, adios, au revoir, hasta mañana, toodaloo. The Quicken Loans Skip a Year Mortgage Sweepstakes. One more way, Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C., 18 and older. Void or prohibited. Sweepstakes ends 11-18-12. For official rules and complete details, visit qlskipayear.com. Sponsor Quicken Loans Incorporated. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Dr. Jake Umar is here with Rich and Jennifer and Doug on Good Day. We're talking on Beyond Good Day about your brain and how you emotionally decide who you're going to vote for and how well these people who are trying to get your vote understand all of that. And because there isn't enough time, this is something that we have another week before the election, so I think part two of this ought to come when we get together. You post these blogs. We do, too, at DougStephan.com. So in the listen box, Richie, what do we do with the in the archives? But there's a special place that we have for
Audio highlights.
Audio highlights. That's mm-hmm. it, right. And, Jay, you have, I think, a lot of this on your website. You have such tremendous following on your website. Very cool. And I'm betting that a lot of people, when they hear this or when they listen or think about it themselves, are they driven to change? Do you, when you think of, I mean, that's not what you're trying to accomplish here, but I'm wondering if people, when they hear how they make up their mind, they think, wait a minute, I don't want to make up my mind that way. I want to make it up based on, right? Isn't that true?
It is, you know. I'm not trying to say it's bad that we make
around. It is, though. It's not smart.
It's not, but it's like we have this emotional connection. You know, it's something that's wired into our neurobiology, but we can change it. And maybe that's something I'd love to talk about, you know, a little bit down the road, because it's a really fascinating topic. I'll just say this, though. You know, there are two parts of our brain. There's the unconscious and the conscious. There's the emotional part of our brain, and there's this there's a really fascinating
unconscious. You got to know them all. Dr. Jay Kumar on Good Day.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of healthcare can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Time on Good Day, 53 past the hour. At this point during most weeks, Tom Kreitler is here. He is the co-host of the syndicated weekend program, The Money Pit, a home improvement radio show that really does what it suggests. It is a way for you to lose a lot of money. Listen, Tom, and lose.
Get out of the money pit business.
All right, okay. So questions and answers. Questions mm-hmm. from listeners. Tom takes these questions week in and week out. You can email him at the Money Pit. You can also go to 888-MONEY-PIT. That's still a number, right?
Yep, 888-MONEY-PIT, 24/7. We answer those calls.
Send your thoughts, questions, whatever. Sarah writes, we have at least one light bulb on our back porch that seems to burn out about every couple of weeks. Our home was built in 1943, but the electrical box has been updated. It's not a jumbled mess. Any ideas on what could be the cause of this el problemo?
Well, you know, every time I hear about this problem on a porch, I always think about the fact that the door is opening and closing and the wall that light fixture is on probably gets a lot of vibration. And in situations like that, in a slightly older home, you might want to consider what's called a rough service light bulb. It's a little bit more of a heavy-duty filament than a traditional light bulb. And that is, of course, if you're going to use incandescent. You could probably also solve this issue, Sarah, if you simply replace this with an LED, which is more of an appliance. Like circuit, electronic circuit that causes the light to come on, doesn't rely on a very delicate filament. The other thing, though, to be concerned about is that once in a while you'll get a bad light fixture that will cause some resistance to build up, and that could potentially be unsafe. And considering that those light fixtures that we use outside our back doors these days are really pretty inexpensive, I mean, you can buy one for probably between $25 and $50. I might also consider replacing that. But in terms of the bulb, an LED is probably going to be the easiest solution for you because it's easier to find than the rough service bulbs, which you'd have to buy at a commercial supply house or order online.
All right. I don't agree with that. I think the LED bulb's a junk. I never.
Oh, come on!
No, I'm
really?
Kidding.
No
yeah.
way.
They burn out all the time. Here, have them on the farm. I replaced 30 of them in the barn and put them in one of those cage things so they'd be protected.
Yeah,
they burn out all the time. If I get 3 months out of them, I'm lucky.
You talking about LEDs or CFLs?
What's a CFL?
The curly Q ones.
The LEDs are
regular light bulbs that have the different filaments in them, right?
No.
What are they?
I thought you're talking about high efficiency there's halogens that look like traditional.
These are LEDs, are they halogens?
No, I think you're talking about ones that are halogens. Yeah, LEDs are different.
How? What do they look like?
Well, they actually look quite strange. For example, there's a new one out that won a prize from the Department of Energy this past year that's made by Philips. And it looks like a yellow bulb. It has the color of like a bug bulb. Remember those old bug bulbs?
Yeah.
But that's because the lens, actually, when the light goes through, it turns out that it changes it to this very pleasant white light. And I've got a bunch of those in my house now, and I've got to tell you, they're great. Really great. Yeah.
Huh.
Yep.
All right. As we digress here, we'll go back. David wants to get a hold of you. He wants to ask you a question. David, go ahead. You're on with Tom.
Hi, Dave.
Hello.
Hi. That's me. Hey, greetings from San Francisco. Hey, you know, I wanted to ask you about cisterns. And since you do a network show, you might have some idea whether, you know, there are state laws or county laws about installing cisterns. Are there, like, zoning laws at all, or can people pretty well just, you know, drop one in the backyard?
It depends on whether or not you work at night or in the morning or during the day.
What's a cistern? Let's explain what a cistern is. Do you have it? What do you mean cistern? How do you define cistern? What is it?
Well, I come from Missouri, and, you know, in the old farmhouses, they would catch the water in the gutters off the roof, and then it would go into a big tank in the backyard. It might be a big one, you know, 10 feet deep and 5 feet across or something. It might hold 1,000 gallons or whatever. But that was basically, you collect the rainwater off the roof.
Yeah. Now, oh, it's okay.
Yeah, so in the drought last year, it would make sense, you know, if there's like feast and famine kind of rainfall, getting a cistern in the backyard.
So how big would you have to get? You're talking about getting the runoff from all the buildings in your property and putting it into one tank.
Well, could be. I mean, yeah, I don't know if you, like you, Doug, own 10 million acres, don't you? But, you know, the idea that somebody with a suburban lawn versus somebody with 10 acres, you know, are there different county ordinances?
In California, it's about as green as it gets, so I can't imagine that this would be difficult to do. And it sounds like an oversized rain barrel to me.
Yeah.
And the difference is that you have to dig to install this, and that leads to other complications. So just keep in mind that if you put this in, you're going to have a significant amount of maintenance associated with it. But there very well may be some ordinances that say you can't do it. But one thing you definitely have to do is you have to check for underground obstructions before you dig anything.
Hope that helps.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.